from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What it do, baby? Hey. One more time, just because it's
Thursday.
Thank you. Wasn't sure.
It's Thursday, baby.
Gotta be
it's
honest, Thursday. Man. Was not sure. Welcome in, man. It's the Thursday, August 29th edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we back in here.
Straight from
the slums. I'll do it this weekend. I'll get the clip on the hot key this weekend. The worst slums of Sacramento.
That's still funny.
It's never not going to be funny because it's like, Corey, what are you talking? Where are you talking about, sir?
Corey, we probably could talk to Corey. He's SmackDown.
I feel like Corey's gettable.
Yeah. Like, Corey, where would you say is the worst slums of Sacramento?
When did that bar come to your mind when you, like, solo rescued him from the worst slums of Sacramento?
That is such a great line.
And the cold piece is, didn't Solo go to American River College?
Yeah. Well, he was connected to the slums of Sacramento. He left American River and said, look, man,
I'm going to get you out. I'm going to get you out, Jacob. I'm going to get you out. Jacob, who doesn't even talk, he just like, he just makes noises.
He comes out, does a flip or two, maybe he spears someone or whatever. He's going to beat up this guy, and
bro,
then we're
good. Like, does anyone notice he's beating everyone's ass wearing a walking boot?
Yeah.
Has anyone noticed? He still has it on.
He doesn't have it. He got it off today, I think they said.
And
but,
no
yeah.
one even, like, flinches. He comes out there and beats everybody's ass, and he has a walking boot on.
Everything they said about him before, like, signing and stuff, like, yeah, they were right.
100%.
Yeah, they were right.
100%.
He's him.
The evolution of his character will be interesting to follow because this version of Jacob Fatu can't be a champion, like a WWE.
He can be a one-time champion.
Kane was right. When Kane like, won at King of the Ring and then lost on Monday.
Umaga
was an IC champ, wasn't he?
Oh, I thought he got the.
I don't think he ever got the big. I don't think he ever got the big belt, and he had a manager.
No, I feel you on that. I feel you.
I feel like you throw the IC title on him. And
Umaga's the closest, though. Yeah, you could absolutely.
If he can cut a promo, then yeah, throw the real belt on him. But
yeah, you could absolutely throw the IC title on him right now.
Do you think Solo can win it all?
He's getting there. He's really close. The promo he cut, you know, we focused on the worst slums of Sacramento part from Corey. The promo he cut that day about the OTC being G-O-N-E, that was a good promo. Mm-hmm. Probably his best one to date. And they've given the mic to him a lot. And it's like, hey, all right, part of the territory. You got to carry this bloodline thing now. Yep. And he's done a pretty good job. He's not quite there.
Right.
But he'll get there. I mean, Roman wasn't there to begin with either. I mean, Seth wasn't there to begin with either.
He wasn't, but the thing I always go back to with Roman, which I didn't know until I watched, I don't know, was it Heels or whatever, and they talked about all the one of the produced shows about all the bad guys. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he talked that way in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his bag on the mic in NXT.
And well, he came
with the Shield and I couldn't. They didn't let him say a word.
Yeah, they didn't let him talk. Yeah. They let Ambrose do most of the talking. And
I didn't know that about Roman. I thought that's how he always was.
Yeah, Roman, the dope thing about Roman came in on top. Mm. Like, he's never, and I think Cena pointed this out, like, Roman was never not on top. Mm-hmm. He came in with the Shield in the main event storyline with Punk and Ryback. But he was in the main event storyline like right out of the gate, and he hovered in like main event top card territory for a long time, whether it was with the Wyatts or I think they had this like weird DX thing with Billy Gunn and Road Dogg like at one of the WrestleManias. Yikes. And they like destroyed them, and yeah, they beat Evolution. Mm-hmm. Like he's been that dude.
Yeah, it was wrecking stuff.
He's been that dude.
Absolutely.
NFL season kicks off 1 week from today. I imagine a week from now, there's going to be a lot less wrestling talk to start the show, because there's going to be business to attend to. But man, there are unanswered questions all over the NFL, and it seems a lot of the focus remains here on San Francisco. I was getting my hair cut this morning, and Pat McAfee was on, and talking to Schefter, and you know, the first question was about Ayuk. The second question was about John Lynch, then Trent Williams. Then they went around the league a little bit and wound up ending once again on Ayuk, Trent Williams, and John Lynch. Like, this is kind of the talk of the league right now, and there are some things happening across the NFL that I think got a lot of 49ers fans' attention this morning, as I think it rightfully should. I just pitched this to Kyle and James. I'll throw it at you too. Mm-hmm. And Chatty House, I'm curious what you guys think. We know that these deals are out there. There was a report after the Deshaun Watson story broke that they repurposed some of Deshaun Watson's money and freed up some cap space. There was a report that it was, in fact, the Cleveland Browns who offered Brandon Ayuk the most money in this, I believe it was just the Patriots, Browns, Steelers conversation. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if either team, be it the 49ers or the Cleveland Browns, would get to a point, and Cleveland would have to spearhead this, but would it get to a point where they're like, you know what? We pissed off Amari Cooper along the way, by the way, with all of this stuff getting out. We pissed off Amari Cooper. So here's what we'll do. We'll offer you that same deal. We have the contract. The most money that Brandon Ayuk can make in this league is from us. Mm-hmm. We'll execute this trade without him signing it, which means Brandon Ayuk can tell the San Francisco 49ers, no, I don't want to sign with you for $28 million, $29 million, whatever the number is. And John Lynch can go, fantastic, no problem. We're trading you to Cleveland right now. Don't worry. You don't have to sign their $33 million contract. You can play out the year. You can sit out. You could do whatever you want to, because they're offering you more money than anybody is. So if you're willing to say no to the 28 we're offering, that's fine. I've got Cleveland's general manager on the phone right now. We're trading you to Cleveland. What you decide to do with that contract doesn't matter. And guess what? Cleveland doesn't care. They're hoping you'll show up and sign this contract and play. But if you don't, it's all good. Right. They're doing this deal either way. So thanks for your services. And be out of the team issue department by Tuesday or whatever. Daddy has a team issue department. But It's a risky proposition for Cleveland, for San Francisco, and it puts everything on Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. We're ending this situation one way or another. It's either about money or it's about winning. You've got winning right here. You've got money right there. We cannot and will not offer you what they are. If it's about the money, the deal is in place. Mm-hmm. You're going to pick one or the other, because if you don't, we're trading you. Mm-hmm. That easy. And if you choose to sit, hey, good luck the next 8 weeks.
If if I'm the 49ers.
Also, I'm calling Trent Williams because we know he'll sit. So right. We're going to get that done right now.
If I'm the 49ers and Cleveland said, like, this is how I feel today on August 29th at 12:09. If I'm the 49ers and Cleveland says, we'll give you the same deal regardless if he agrees to a contract extension or not, I'm doing the deal. I'm getting Brandon Ayuk out of here.
Hmm.
This is, I know.
You're not giving him an option?
Yeah. Oh, I'll give him. Yeah, I'll give him that option. Like we're talking right now.
You sign the deal now. Yeah.
Right now.
Yep.
Or you're being traded.
Yep.
You've got an hour to figure it out. And if I don't hear from you in an hour, you're traded.
No, that's nice, sweetie. No. Here's the deal. Your agent's here. Or on the phone,
so
or
that's
whatever.
What I was thinking. He got to.
We're doing this right now. Like this is dragged on long enough. You guys are aware of everything that is out there. We're getting this dealt right done right now.
What if Brandon Ayuk says, "All right, I just won't sign an extension"? Doesn't the other team just pull out at that point?
No, but no. What I'm saying is, like, force him to do it. Mm-hmm. Make the trade because you can say, "I'm not signing the extension," and the 49ers can go, "Fine." It's Cleveland. This is all has to be spearheaded by Cleveland.
Right. The thing is, if Cleveland
says, has to say,
we'll trade for him regardless.
I got you.
Cleveland now is the one taking the biggest risk because they're the ones saying, all right, we're trading Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk for a year, or maybe we're trading Amari Cooper for nothing.
Right. And I mean, I don't know the complete situation in Cleveland, but they could be looking at it as we're just going to move off Amari Cooper anyway. We're going to try and get something for him, but. We're just going to
move. Also, we pissed them off.
Yeah, we pissed them off. We were going to move off them anyway. Let's just do it now and see if we can get Brandon Ayuk. But that's the phone conversations I would have if I was John Lynch today.
Yep.
I'd be working with Cleveland right now and saying, look, is there a way that you could do this? To be honest with you, if Amari Cooper is there, and maybe I can't remember what the deal was, but it was one or two picks or something like that, I'd say, hey, man, don't. If Amari Cooper's in the deal still, just take one of them picks off. Take one of them picks off, and would you take Brandon Ayuk if he's
I would let Cleveland say that. I'm not. Let me pay you more money than you're asking for. No. I'd let them say, hey, take a pick off and be perfectly, okay, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
I understand the thought process of, everybody that, I don't want to call them conspiracy theorists or whatever the case may be, but they want to be like, oh, this stuff is getting out of here because the Niners are trying to look good. They're spearheading the information. Hey, the information is the information.
Yeah.
What? I can't imagine Brandon Ayuk saying anything any different than what we're hearing reported. The only thing he could be saying is they're offering me $22 million. The money isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's reported is like 26 to 28. That's what we keep hearing. They had deals in place for certain places, New England, Cleveland, ready to give him money. He didn't want to go there. At this point, it's not a narrative. It's not, oh, you're being fed something by the 49ers front office. Brandon Ayuk is not making a decision. That's what I will say. And if he doesn't want to make a decision, we'll make a decision for him at that point.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel because the 49ers – They've got a season to look forward to. As much as everybody's like, oh, they should have took care of.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And they should have handled this or whatever. They got people who are there. And they got, at this point now, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, their responsibility is to the people who showed up and want to be a part of trying to move forward and trying to win a championship this year.
We got a lot more to talk about regarding this. Days off to a strong start thanks to the supplements I got over at MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 at checkout. We got some exciting things ahead over there at MapTrition.com, especially for those who may be looking for some meal planning help. No matter what type of supplements you're looking for, even if you're just looking for something simple like a protein shake, they've got some great ones. They're engineered by my man Greg right here in Sacramento. He puts those together. They got great facilities in Roseville and Granite Bay. Also, head over to MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320, and we have got a lot to talk about. And the number one thing may be, is it time to start thinking about what the 49ers look like without Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams? We've got that next here with D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. The questions surrounding the San Francisco 49ers aren't the only questions going on around the NFL. The Dak Prescott thing is going to be a storyline all year. Hassan Reddick and the Jets, that's going to be a Monday Night Football storyline unless something dramatically changes. And unlike Brandon Ayuk, where there seems to be at least a little confidence that that might get done, despite how exhausted John Lynch sounded with the process, I still think there's some optimism that Trent Williams gets done before week one. There's no question Trent Williams will sit out. He's shown that before. There does not seem to be that same optimism around Hassan Reddick at all.
Once they dropped per CBA in the statement, you knew it was cooked.
Yeah, that was kind of like, oh, yeah, this is not getting resolved anytime soon. So however Hassan Reddick decides to approach that, I don't think it involves him playing against the San Francisco 49ers week one. Yeah. Just my opinion. I have no idea. I'm not a Jets insider, but just, well, vibes. Vibes are tough. The Dak Prescott thing is going to be a storyline all year long unless he signs a contract between now and the start of the season, or unless he signs some contract at some point during the season. That's going to be a talking point. The Cowboys. Oh, and then Jamar. Of course, the situation with Jamar is a little weird.
Bizarre.
Because he practiced and then didn't. And now I don't think the Bengals have any idea what's going on.
Zach Taylor said he was going to practice one day and no, he's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Jamar just was like, no, I just wanted to break a sweat, bro. And the interesting thing, I don't buy this with the Jets. I don't think the Jets are going to be I don't think the Jets are anything approaching a Super Bowl contender. And I'll go as far as say I don't think the Jets are going to be a good football team. Mm. You can clip this. You can laugh at me about it during the year. I don't think
they're one of the best defenses in football.
It's good. Okay.
I mean.
It's fine.
If they got one of the best defenses in football, and I know how we feel about the guy, and there's been evidence that he's not been that good at all the last three seasons or so, but they won, what, 7 games last year with Zach Wilson?
Give him 8-9 then.
Aaron Rodgers only worth 1 game?
Yep.
Are they better than Buffalo?
8-9. Yeah. No, they're not better than Buffalo.
No. What Buffalo have?
What were they last year?
What do they have?
Josh Allen
and what?
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Nah, I'm not disputing that. But who? Josh Allen play defense?
No, not that
Josh
I'm
Allen
aware.
Catch the ball, run the ball. Like
he does.
They not good.
So you got the Jets over Buffalo.
I'm leaning that way.
What about Miami?
No, leaning that way. You either are or you aren't, because you're really talking
Jets,
like Buffalo's
Jets
bad.
Jets are better than Buffalo.
Okay.
If I'm asking you right now to pick between the two teams and give, like, hey, they're better at this unit, this unit, this unit. You wouldn't say anything but quarterback for Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So they the Jets are better. I think Miami's winning the division. I think they're the best team in the division.
Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah. I think Miami wins the division, and I think New England doesn't. So we've worked out that entire division right there.
We got 1-4 set.
We got, yeah, there it is. It's set.
But I interrupted your point about just the
Let's try this. Regardless of what you think about the Jets, do you think they're a Super Bowl contender?
No.
Okay. The Bengals probably are. I don't know that I'm leaning that direction.
Fringe contender.
Sure. The 49ers are. Whether you like it or not, the Dallas Cowboys are. Those are four storylines on three contending teams. And they're going to be around until they're not. Like, they're going to be loud until Ayuk is signed and Williams is back. The Jets need Hassan Reddick there. The Bengals, I don't know how this situation with Jamar Chase is going to play out. Jamar is in a little bit different situation than Brandon Ayuk is. And they're number two. They didn't even sign. They franchised. And that makes them a little, I like the idea of them being a fringe contender versus an actual contender. Mm-hmm. But as it pertains to San Francisco, I wonder if we've gotten to the point where we have to start looking at what this 49ers team looks like without them, without Trent Williams for a period of time, and without Brandon Ayuk.
They look gettable without those two in the lineup. I don't think Trent Williams will be out all year long. I don't want to be if he signs, that's great. You know what I mean? Like, I want him on the team, but I think you can replace Brandon Ayuk. Like, I think you can replace him, maybe not with one person, but with a group of guys and with that offense. And it may look different, maybe spread out differently or whatever the case may be. But Brandon Ayuk is a really, really good receiver. He's not a game changer. Game changers are guys that you can't replace. And that's not how I look at Brandon Ayuk. I look at him as he's a damn good wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But he can be replaced. Trent Williams, I don't know if he can be replaced. But I also believe I believe in the coaching and the leadership that they have. Is that going to be enough to get to a Super Bowl without those guys? I don't know about that. But I think with that leadership and the coaching and the talent that they have as well, I don't think they'd fall off too much.
Without Ayuk, I think they can get by. I don't like it, but I think they can get by. Without Trent, I wonder without him how much that kind of locks up your offense a bit, where it's like, okay, we can't run these things because he's not out here. We don't trust this other left tackle right now.
The other
kind of limits your offense.
The other thing about that, and the guy might be a complete negative, but it's almost like what we talk about when people talk about take Draymond off the team or something like that. Like, they're not going to line up without a left tackle. Like, there'll be a left tackle there. Is he as good as Trent Williams? No. But is he giving up a sack on every single play? No. Like, it'll affect you, but they'll have somebody there that will allow them to play football and mm-hmm. execute their stuff. Once again, they're a better team with Trent Williams, but they're not going to go from scoring 30 points a game to zero without Trent Williams there. Like, they'll figure it out. Will that be good enough to win a championship? I don't know.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Figure it out.
That's the thing. The going from 30 points to zero is like extreme.
People act like Trent Williams ain't there. Brock Purdy gonna get hit every time.
Well, I don't care how people act. Like, we're trying to have a conversation about the team, like a realistic conversation team about what they look like for 8 weeks without Trent. And we keep saying 8 weeks. Trent Williams knows this game too well. Mm-hmm. He's done this before. Mm-hmm. He gave up the money. It was like $4 million mm-hmm. when he was with Washington. So, like, he knows how to do this if this is what he has to do. I don't think that's what he wants. I don't think it's what the San Francisco 49ers want. But if it's what winds up happening, what does this team look like? No, they're not going to go from 30 to zero, but that's not what we're that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The goal is to win a Super Bowl. The goal is to win a championship. Can they take the steps that they need to win a championship if Trent Williams isn't on the team for 8 games of the season? That's what I'm wondering, because we're talking about, I don't want to say it's a microscope difference, mm-hmm. but it's not a 30 to zero difference, mm-hmm. right? But it is difference, and to say otherwise minimizes everything that Trent Williams has done his entire career. He's extremely important to any line that he's on. He's extremely important to any quarterback mm-hmm. that he's playing for. So you said they look gettable. They look far less gettable to me if Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk are there.
Yeah, for sure.
And are they still, which leads me to believe you don't think they're still a championship contender, a realistic championship contender if those two guys aren't there?
They are, and I've been consistent with this, they are, because I don't know who's ready in the NFC. If the 49ers were in the AFC.
Not your boys in Detroit?
Maybe that's the team I look at the most. I look at the Lions the most, and probably followed by the Rams after that, as like those teams might be able to get them. There's other teams too.
People talk about the Lions quick.
People talk about Atlanta and all this and Green Bay. Like we'll see. But today I'm not as worried about those teams as I am Detroit and the Rams, but I'm more worried about Detroit than I am the Rams.
What if the Niners end up with like a 3 or 4 seed? Like, let's say that Trent and Brandon aren't here. Like, does that matter at all that they're not home field advantage throughout the playoffs and stuff?
Not really.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't to me, but you're better to answer that than I am.
Not really. I mean, you'd want them to have home field advantage, but
part of me feels like that's what's going to happen. Like, I don't think they're going to have the season that they had last year. Mm-hmm. But we did go over the schedule last year. Their season was a bit misleading. Mm-hmm. If they had the season that the Dallas Cowboys did, same exact record, but won and lost the way that the Cowboys did, we might have looked at them differently. The 49ers were considered the best team all year long. They got questioned during a 3-week span and then won like their next, what do we say, 6?
Yeah.
Before the season came to its conclusion in the final 3 weeks, where I think they lost one and lost, and then one or lost two.
Yeah, Baltimore and the Rams and the
right, meaningless game. Yep.
So I mean, no, I don't. If they're the 3 or 4 seed and they lose in the playoffs, it's not going to be because they weren't at home. It's going to be because they just lost to a team that beat them on that day or is better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they don't need the home field to advance in the playoffs. History has shown that with how they maneuver under Kyle Shanahan. So I don't think they need to be a certain seed, so to speak. You want them to. You want that extra week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of rest and getting healed up, but I don't think they need it.
First 5 weeks of the season for the San Francisco 49ers is the Jets, of course. Monday Night Football, September 9th, where we'll be live at Sky River Casino. Mm-hmm. We'd love for you to come join us, 32 Bruce Street. Week number 2, they're at the Vikings, at the Rams in week 3. Then they got the Patriots and the Cardinals. So what's that say?
It says that to a certain degree, on paper, this is probably one of the best ways you'd want to start, because it allows you, regardless of what's going on with Trent and Ayuk, to ease into the season a little bit, potentially. You never know. It's all about on paper. But we've talked numerous times about how we think Minnesota is a bottom 5 team in this league. Mm-hmm. We've talked numerous times about how we feel the Patriots are a bottom 5 team in this league. Mm-hmm. The Jets, who I think, you know, we differ a little bit. I think that's still a game, start the season at home, that you know you would think you could get. Jets mm-hmm. could get them, but you could look at it like that. The two games that I really look at are the Rams, mm-hmm. the Rams game, and in the Cardinals game. The Cardinals, who I'm not predicting them to be in the playoffs, I don't have a feel for them just yet, and I'm not going to discount them just yet. Now, even that game, I believe, is at home. So you've got
That's correct.
Yeah, you've got that at home as well. So
New England, Arizona, and New York are all at home.
Yeah, so the first five games of the season, you know, if you're going to go through something like this, that's an all right schedule to have to try and figure yourself out, get back into the groove, try to shake a, you know, Super Bowl hangover type deal where you should be able to come out of that five above water.
If we go worst case scenario with this Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk stuff, mm-hmm. their bye, coincidentally, is in week 9. So if we stretch, we just gave you the first five schedule. If we stretched it out through the bye week in week 9, you'll add a game at Seattle.
It's a Thursday night, I think, too.
That is correct. You'll add a game where you are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, mm-hmm. and then you'll add a game where you are hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is weeks 1 through 8. For the San Francisco 49ers, the Jets, the Vikings, the Rams, the Patriots, the Cardinals, the Seahawks, the Chiefs, the Cowboys. I don't know if the week has changed, the accrue the year week has changed because of the additional game. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that it has because it's just one additional game, but I could be wrong. My belief is still it's week 8. I'll just use Trent Williams as the example because he's done it before. If he doesn't come back by week 8, this year doesn't count towards his contract.
I got you. Yeah.
So man, it doesn't put anyone in any better of a position mm-hmm. moving forward. Mm-hmm. Same with Brandon Ayuk, though I don't think that's the road we're going down with Brandon Ayuk. And if it is, he is getting horrible, horrible advice. Because, mm-hmm. sir, you haven't made Trent Williams money. Do not follow that blueprint. Do not follow that blueprint. John, like, there's a certain level of, and this is true for players. Go ahead, Jesse. Sorry.
Need 6 games for a season.
Six. Okay. Well, that stretches out a little bit further then. Forgot what I was going to say. Doesn't even matter.
I think you're saying something about John Lynch.
John Lynch. Yeah. John Lynch looked exhausted yesterday, looked frustrated. Also looked like he was going to practice. But you kind of have to be a jerk. Like, if you're an agent, you got to be a jerk. Sometimes if you're a player, you got to be a jerk. And sometimes if you're a general manager, well, you've got to be a jerk. Mm-hmm. We're entering the stage with all parties involved. Who's going to be the biggest jerk in all of this? Mm-hmm. Trent is in a completely different situation with the San Francisco 49ers. Trent is in a completely different situation with his career than Brandon Ayuk is. So I'm going to remove him from this conversation. Who's going to be the biggest jerk in this? Because John can execute a lot of different scenarios in an attempt to call Brandon Ayuk's bluff or just move on from this situation completely. Brandon Ayuk sitting out a year. Well, I just won't play. Like, bro, that is bad advice. Mm-hmm. You need this $15 million. Like, this is the most money you've ever earned in your NFL career this year. Mm-hmm. You need to go earn it. Like, it's not an ideal situation. I don't think a team should want this. A player certainly doesn't want this. I don't think general managers, coaches, or agents want this. But for whatever reason, you guys have put yourself in this position where this is what you got to do. Or you can sign the contract. I don't know if this is an ego thing where someone doesn't want to cave. You know, we just could not believe that the Cowboys and CeeDee Lamb were a million apart and couldn't get this resolved. And maybe that's where we're at. Maybe we're a million apart. Maybe it's a million and a half apart. But at some point, man, somebody's got to be a jerk.
What do you mean by be a jerk? Because the one thing I'm thinking is trading them.
That's what, first thing I'm doing today, if I'm John Lynch, is I'm calling Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Like, is there a world where you take a chance on Ayuk if he publicly says he won't sign a contract extension? Now, again, what he says publicly, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care if his agent says, hey, Cleveland, yeah, is it Stefanski there? Hey, yeah, we're not signing. All good. we need to execute this trade. Amari Cooper, we really like the idea of Brandon Ayuk being here. We feel like he could be our wide receiver one of the future. We believe he could be the guy who pairs with Deshaun Watson for the next, who, by the way, we are fully committed to, because I think we have a dead cap of like $100 million to him.
That's crazy still.
So we're looking for his guy, and we're willing to do this trade, Mr. Ayuk's agent, with no signing. So if he's not going to play, I can't do anything about that. Like, if he's just going to sit the entire year, and he's still under contract to Cleveland the following year. So, you know, you guys work that out however you need to, but I need to get this deal. I need to get something done for my quarterback, and we think Brandon Ayuk is the guy, and you make it about him. Mm-hmm. We believe he is wide receiver one. We believe he has CeeDee Lamb type of possibilities. We believe the reason we're willing to pay him, based on the numbers that we heard, that it was, he's top three money. Even if Jamar signs, he's top three money. Unless Jamar goes over Justin Jefferson, which I don't think would be the case.
Right.
We're willing to do that because that's what we believe he is. Put it all out there on him. And we've got the money, too. We're not even trying to shortchange you. We're offering you, hypothetically, we're offering you $6 million more than San Francisco is per year, which automatically would inflate whatever guarantee they're offering him. We love your client. We want him here. So it's okay, but I think once he gets into this facility, man, he's going to love it. All of this is a pissing contest. Shout out KD and De'Aaron Fox.
Shoot the piss out of them.
Well, I don't. Like, I'm not. I guess only Hoopers do that. I'm not aware of that. But that's all this is.
Yeah.
And either Ayuk says, and his people say, you know what? I'm going to stay with San Francisco. Or you force them to say, no, we don't want to stay in San Francisco for $28 million. And, oh, by the way, no, we don't want to play in Cleveland for $34 million. Then, this is what I'd ask the agent. Who's going to want to deal with this dude? So I'm talking about being a jerk. Mm-hmm. Who wants to deal with your client when he's on a Super Bowl contending team making, at worst, the top six, top seven salary? We've got a trade in place for him to be one of the top three paid players at his position in the entire league on a team that's going to be very, very good in their conference. Mm-hmm. And he says no to both? What GM in the league goes, I want that guy? That's what I tell his agent. Because, buddy, this isn't the NBA. This is the NFL. And if you are sitting across from me pretending like you do not understand how these general managers and owners operate, sir, I'll give you a playbook. Because we've all seen it executed. Google Lamar Jackson, Adam Schefter tweets if you don't think I know what I'm talking about.
Hey, look, in another sense, look at Le'Veon Bell. I know people look at Le'Veon Bell like a joke right now, but right at the time when he made his decision, once again, no disrespect to Brandon Ayuk, who I think is really good, but and I know it's a different position, but Le'Veon Bell was better at his position than Brandon
That's
Ayuk
facts.
Was,
yep.
at, is at his
That's
position.
Right.
And he thought the money, it's just always going to be there.
Yep.
They're just always going to love me because I'm Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
And he played a game of chicken.
Yep.
And lost. Didn't work out for him.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Do that if you want to, Brandon Ayuk. You can do that if you want to. You're in control of your career. That would be your decision. I would advise him to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You either take that money that Cleveland's given you, and, you know, if that's the most important thing to you, do
you have it.
Yeah.
If that's the most important thing to you, you have it.
It's right there for you. I would advise him, do that. I would say you're not getting that money here. You're not getting that. I don't know if you think you're going to bully the Niners into anything. That's not. I was talking to Kyle before. He's like, Nick Bosa laid the blueprint for what to do with the 49ers last year. And Ayuk and Trent are like, this is what you do. And this goes into being a jerk. The reality is, and what I would tell them if I was Parag or John or whatever, you're not Nick Bosa.
Mm. Again.
You're not that person.
Again, you've got to be a jerk at some point. And if that's, whether it's Nick Bosa or as Justin Jefferson. You're neither. You're very, very good. And we want to pay you because you're very, very good. Cleveland wants to pay you because they think you're going to be great. At some point, dog, you've got to make a decision. You hold a lot of cards here. What decision do you want to make before I knock all these goddamn cards out of your hand and do what I want to do?
Right. Right.
And our man Michael, where'd Michael go? Michael. Day one Chatty House says, I don't know, D'Lo, if Lynch does what you say, they're closing the book on Brandon completely. Man, that's a high risk gamble. So is whatever is happening right now. You're gambling either way. And at some point you put your cards on the table and you see what the dealer's holding.
Look, I don't know if this is normal practice or whatever the case may be, but I kinda asked the question to James Sam yesterday. I consider, bro, don't come to the facility. Don't come here.
And that's so
don't come here. Like,
that's
next. You're playing right now.
That's the next step.
Yeah, you're playing right now. When we figure this stuff out, the only time you come here is when we sit down in this front office to negotiate. Other than that, we're not using the weight room. We ain't doing this whole thing where you walk on the field in street clothes. Like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Stay home until you're ready to be a part of this.
You brought that up yesterday, and I went in a different direction with that, and now I've completely changed my mind. That's what you have to do. You have to be a jerk.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll talk more 49ers, more NFL, some starting quarterbacks named around the NFL the last couple of days that we haven't gotten a chance to talk about as well. That's all coming up. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play. With 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. Still think Notre Dame stinks no matter how we work our way through this. I still think they stink.
I mean, Notre Dame, you stink. You got your ass beat by Alabama. How dare you?
Everybody, they have nothing. We talk all this about Notre Dame. I love Notre Dame because they were on TV, blah, blah, blah. What do they have? Like, what moments do they have besides Joe Montana and Rudy?
Which was fake.
I mean, I wasn't around for all this, but
like Brady Quinn was overrated too.
Rocket Ismail was the truth. They had the game.
Rocket lost to Eric Bieniemy at Colorado, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that's phenomenal knowledge by you.
I remember that game.
Who was Tim Brown was there doing his thing?
Yeah, they got great players. Like, yeah, hell of offensive linemen. But I'm just saying, like,
they got my man, Coach Tim Kenny at Rockland. Shout out, Coach.
They were a national championship contender when those things like they. The thing I'll say for them is for a long time, like basically they were Alabama for a long time. That'd be like now if Alabama went like 20 years without really doing anything and then Reese comes back like, why do people talk about Alabama? They ain't done that in 20 years. Like that's kind of what Notre Dame was. And they're still like good. They're just not – as good as
Dr. David's going, they should have won the title in 93. We're not going on 20. We're going on 30 now.
If Notre Dame, would this be different? If where's Notre Dame? Indiana?
Yeah.
If Notre Dame was in Southern California, would this be the same? If they were in Oregon?
Well, at least USC won something in 2005 or whatever. Matt Leinart and those guys.
Well,
yeah. I mean,
you don't have to go back to the big screen TV for Notre Dame.
That's cold.
The bubble back TV.
Yeah.
But check this out. We're going on 20 years. SC ain't done nothing in 20 years.
But it's not Notre Dame's 30. That's all I'm saying. USC doesn't get talked about how Notre Dame does.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they... No, I'm not going to do that. Maybe the last couple of years are starting to come up.
They're a little overhyped.
The hype for USC the last few years is starting to come up, but I feel like Notre Dame has just been decades.
The NIL era is going to serve USC very, very well.
That's pretty much when it started.
Yeah, it's going to serve them very
and
well.
And SC is SC, right? Like, it is one of them ones. And
Who's the most famous player that went to USC?
Well, I'm not going to say any names, but OJS. But SC, and you can't necessarily do it, but you take out Leinart and Bush and all that other stuff. They ain't done nothing.
You can't, though. That's the thing. Where's Notre Dame's Leinart and Bush in the last 20 years? Like, just what do they have? We talk about Notre Dame as if, like, they're this, whatever. Like, they have nothing.
Is their best player in the last 20 years Manti Te'o?
Yeah, I
Yeah. I mean, he was really good. I mean, I know people like to get their jokes off. He was really good.
Teo, or however you feel about Quentin Nelson.
Swear to God, that man looks like he could play right now after watching that video of him the other day.
You ready to go.
Or as you said, he could protect Roman Reigns.
Get him out of the slums of...
Yes, slums of wherever, Florida.
Wherever he's from. But they...
Where'd Roman play? Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
Georgia Tech?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say what's his name is probably the best, but it don't really... I don't want to say it.
Who's
count.
What's his name?
I don't want to say it don't count, but the linebacker, or the lineman.
Quentin Nelson?
Yeah.
Counts, yeah?
Yeah, but... Yeah, well, you know.
That's why exactly you make my point for me.
It's not a position player. Notre Dame is
well, that doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't care if it's a position player. I was asking who's the best player. If that's fine, if that's who it is.
Notre Dame.
A position. It might not be a sexy position, but it's a position.
Notre Dame is Notre Dame the Cowboys of college football?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Notre Dame also, they got the national prestige, man. That's another reason why. Like that, I mean,
coolest thing about Notre Dame is they play USC once a year.
It was cool when they played Michigan. I wish they'd bring that back.
Yeah, there's some moments there. Yeah, it's some moments indeed.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
That's good. Jesse hates Notre Dame.
And look, what's
Jesse that? Hates Notre Dame and Cleveland, so we've got that established.
The whole point was you don't see Notre Dame in the playoffs this year. I think they make.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to see them. I'm going to close my eyes and they'll be gone again.
Well, that's a fact. That's 100% accurate. And with the 12-team playoff, I don't care that Notre Dame is there. Mm-hmm. I only care when it's a 4-team playoff and it's like, dude, you're going to go out here, you're going to lose by 50. Why are they putting us through this? 12, it's fine. They'll be eliminated week one, and we can move on and find out who the best team in college.
Now, that's a little disrespectful.
Okay, week two.
Yeah, give them a week.
Well, they got to earn it. We got to see if they can do it.
Quit trying to say they're going to lose to SMU. That ain't right.
SMU going to be in the top 12? Is SMU allowed to be in the top 12 yet?
They are. They're okay. Back. Finally, this year. This is the first year.
So the death penalty, they've been resurrected.
It's the first year the ban is off.
So not exactly death. Just a long coma.
Look at him making it. That's cold. Make an example out of SMU. What those little guys do?
You know what they did? They didn't hide it. That's what they didn't do. They just didn't hide it. Like
bags being dropped off.
Driving up in
the
Ferraris and like, all right, man. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, college football's back.
Yeah,
I'll wax poetically over college football again another time in this show, I'm sure. Because my boy's playing tonight. Those are my boys.
Okay, I'll bite who?
That's the Colorado.
Oh.
Those are my boys.
Okay, no, that's
they're my Knicks in college football.
Okay.
We're going to have to rank the teams that you support.
Yeah.
Well, there's at least one in every sport except for football.
So rather than support Prime fully, you're supporting the colorblind coach at the cheating university.
Well, don't do that.
It's a fair question.
Because when Prime leaves...
Well, part of what I said isn't true.
When Prime leaves, I'm not going to be a Colorado fan.
Uh-huh.
That ain't happening. But I'm always going... When this guy gets fired in 2 years, I'll still be a Michigan fan.
What if Prime goes to the Dallas Cowboys?
I'm not going to like that.
Shador is there? Your guy?
That is my boy, Shador.
You going to get a Cowboy jersey?
No, but I'm going to get a Shador Colorado jersey.
You won't get a Cowboy jersey with Shador?
Hell no. Hell no.
So the Cowboys are like the Dodgers as far as like, yeah, I can't do it. Like, just not even the apparel.
We ain't doing none of that. I would, and people think there's beef there. I wouldn't get any of their paraphernalia. It's not really my bag. But
I don't know. Yeah.
But it's fine.
Well,
it's
you know.
Fine. Let him have it. It's fine.
I mean, you know what I mean? Any,
I got it.
I wouldn't get a flag or anything like that. I wouldn't get none of that. You know what I mean? But if Shador went to the Raiders, it would make me think.
See, hold on. Now that we're talking through it, football is the only sport now where you can't get like a different team's gear. I don't think it works.
Me or anybody.
Anyway, it's a general rule, I think. Like basketball, like you can get, I have other team's shorts and stuff. Yeah. I don't think NFL you can do it.
Yeah, I can understand. Some people feel that way about basketball, but.
Oh, you got the Steph jersey.
And I don't have a Steph jersey.
That's right. We talked about
that. And I won't
be
getting one soon because he's not going to another team.
Well, he's definitely not. Tatum jersey.
I'll get a Tatum jersey.
Sure you will.
It's my boy. I mean, he's
still don't have a five.
He's lower on the
totem pole. Don't have a five, do you?
No,
he's got the zero. Okay.
I'm working on it. I'll have it by the season.
Have what by the season?
Fox. Okay. Still got to get an Ant-Man. I would get a Debo, but I don't
know. What'll be awesome is when he wears the Anthony Edwards jersey on opening night.
Well, that's not.
That'll be like, oh, I forgot. Walking into the Golden One Center with his Ant-Man jersey on.
With the basketball.
Down there in the media scrum wearing an Ant-Man jersey.
But everybody disrespecting Colorado. -9.5. Take Colorado, man. I don't want to hear it. I mean, yeah.
Oh,
we know North Dakota State and all that. I know what they do or whatever, but I'm going to give you a free one because I got the three coming for the weekend tomorrow. I'll give you a free one right now. Take Colorado on a 9.5. Easy money. Let's go. Shador might be the number one pick in the damn country. Travis Hunter, it's going to be a top 10 pick in the damn country. Stop, bro. North Dakota State ain't stopping that.
Our soundboard is so whack. I guess I don't have the music on here anymore.
Is it not on the top anymore?
I was going to drop the 50 beat. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think it's up there.
Damn.
How is that not there, Jonathan, but I left this up there?
Now, what did I do wrong? Why did I leave that there?
I got this.
He's a real butter.
That's your one right there, I think.
Which doesn't help anything.
These are all funny, though.
That's the gratitude I get from you pieces of crap.
Not that. Shout out, Sid.
Oh, it's live, pal.
Got to change over this whole damn board. All new sound. Bring back the I Get Money beat.
Got money to make tomorrow.
We'll talk about it. But I'll get that fixed. We'll get that.
Shout out Colorado. I know everybody talking about it was 4-8 last year. Yeah, the offensive line was terrible. The defense was absolutely awful. They went and worked on that. And Travis will be back. Shador will be back. Horn will be back. It's time to work. I don't know what they're going to do during the season. But tonight, this is what I'm talking about. People are like, no, go to State might get them. No, they're not.
Is Travis Hunter going to be a wide receiver or a cornerback in the NFL? There's no way they let him play both, right?
It's crazy, man. I don't know. I think he'll be a wide receiver. Actually, I think he'll be a corner.
He's good enough to where I think he could play both.
That dude in that game against TCU last year, the first one of the season, he played like all but two snaps or something.
Yeah,
he's low-key like NFL version of Zion, I think.
Yeah, it was crazy.
As far as watching him since high school and stuff.
And like performed, like got a pick on the goal line.
Yeah.
Got a touchdown. I am anxious to see what he looks like in the NFL, though. I do want to see what that looks like. But yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.